And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. And joining me in the studio, I have some folks from the AFS Student Exchange Program here in Sitka. Lena is from Gaza and Ibrahim is from Tanzania. We also have the AFS coordinator, Chrisanne Rice. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Well, we're here predominantly to talk with you, Lena, and you, Ibra, about your experiences here. I'd like to start talking about the AFS Student Exchange Program, how it works, how long it's been going on in Sitka, and the fact that Sitka students also have an opportunity for a full scholarship to spend time in another culture, another country. Chrisanne, could you give us an overview?
Yeah. AFS, gosh, I don't know how long it's been in Sitka, but 15-plus years. Connie Kreis has been a real coordinator for that. AFS has been around since after World War II, actually when it was started by French and American ambulance drivers who felt that there had to be a better way to live in the world and started this exchange, not this particular exchange program, but one with Germany, between Germans and young Americans, to broaden understanding. This YES program that Lena and Ibra are on was started post 9/11. It's a scholarship 100% funded by the State Department for American students, high school students, and students from predominantly Muslim countries to exchange back and forth during their high school year. It's, I think, a phenomenal program. If I was in high school again, I would love to do it. I think it's a marvelous opportunity. The point being to increase understanding among peoples of different cultures, and with this program, especially countries that have Muslim populations.
Okay. Well, Lena, you're from Gaza, and Ibra, you're from Tanzania. Yeah. Welcome to Sitka.
Thank you.
Let's start with you, Lena, and talk about a bit about the process of applying. As I understand, this is a really competitive process. A lot of students apply, not many make it.
Yeah.
So what compelled you to do this?
Well, it started with 400 students that applied. Then we actually succeeded like 17 students out of the 400. That's just in Gaza Strip. And we had to take the first test was about the grammar and the grammatical things. Then if you succeeded in the first test, you have to take another test that has lots of skills, like listening, reading, all the English skills. If you succeeded in the second test, you have to take two interviews with American people on Skype. They will ask you questions about what would you do if something happened with you, like, and like these kind of questions. The first interview will be like by yourself in the room, and it was like about 20 minutes. Then the second interview was with other students, and they will give us a topic, and we had to debate about it. Yeah, and if you succeeded in the, and like your average in the four, in the two tests and then in two interviews will decide whether you're going or not.
Well, that's really intense.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to do this? What compelled you to do this?
Well, I lived the whole my life in Gaza Strip, so I really wanted to get out of Gaza and see how the world works and how other people live. I wanted to be an ambassador for Palestine and tell people about the Palestinian issues and how our life is in Gaza Strip. I also wanted to be open-minded to the diversity and learn more about other people, and I wanted to share my culture and learn about others' culture in personal. I think it's more important for me more important for me than listening on the social media or on Facebook and all these social media websites.
You want one-on-one connection,
yeah,
with people.
Yeah.
Well, what did you think when you found out you'd be placed in Alaska?
Wow. Well, people told me that you will be frozen there, you won't have fun. And I was a little bit afraid, and I wanted to change the state, but I said, I'll try it. I think it'll be fine. Then when I just got here, I really liked it. I like the nature. It's very nice. The people are very respectful. I like them. The weather is fine. Well, I like the snow though. It's like, it was very exciting for me. I've never seen snow like on the ground or walk on the snow or play in the snow. It was really fun.
So your host family is the Marleys.
Yes.
What's it like living with them?
Well, they are very, 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 very nice people. I didn't expect that my host family will be like that. They're very respectful for me. Like, the things that I don't like, they don't force me to do them. And every day at the dinner, we talk about the cultures. We compare our cultures, our governments, and they talk about America, and I talk about Gaza Strip. And they say that they never met a Muslim person, that they get all this information from him or her. So it was exciting for him to meet a Muslim girl. Yeah.
Well, Ibra.
Yes.
You also had a competitive process. How many hundreds of students applied for this scholarship?
Well, just in my area, about 600 students applied, and we only got like six or five students who actually got selected. And from the rest of the whole country, 18 students got selected. So roughly like 1,200 or 1,500 of students participated in the program. So it was basically, as Lena said, it was just a series of tests, following tests. First test, it was just a math and English test, then an essay test. Then we had reading and listening skills. Then we also had an interview. Then we had a group discussion on how we can like interact with different people who we don't even know. So it was kind of those kinds of tests. And afterwards we got selected, and we went through a series of orientations so they can prepare us on coming here and giving us different perspectives on what we're going to see.
So your experiences so far, how are they different from what you expected or similar?
Well, of course, I expected much snow and, of course, a polar bear probably at an igloo, as people said. But, of course, it's different. It's very, very nice. People are super nice, and I really love outdoor stuff, kind of. So it's super exciting going up on a mountain and snowboarding down. It's kind of pretty awesome, sledding and stuff. Hiking and sailing, of course. I've gone sailing with my parents. It's super nice.
And camping.
Yeah, and camping. And they also took me on this trip, a hunting trip to Adak, Alaska. That was kind of pretty fun. It was super, super nice. It was a very different place, a very new thing I've never done, but it was super nice. It was very nice. So I kind of enjoy this outdoor stuff, and people are very welcoming to me.
And for you, so Lena was talking about just a very clear vision right off the bat of what she wanted through this program. How did you get involved? I think it was a little bit different.
Yeah, actually, just a teacher. I had no idea that I was going to do an exchange program one day, but I always wanted to travel. So a teacher approached me and told me that I should try this application thing. So I actually applied, and I went through this series of tests, but when I still kept on going through the whole year that I was preparing myself, I actually had some sort of goals that I wanted, like to change the perspective on what people are actually saying about some things, and also to also connect with people here, and also them to connect with me, so at least we can share that what we have, and actually to realize that people actually are not different. It's all about the culture, how we express our cultures, the languages, and it's nothing more. It's just how the culture is and the languages and how we show the cultures to other people.
And it's really hard to convince your parents like to travel. Like, it was really, really hard for me to convince them that I'm going to go to America, like, to be away from them, like, for a year. I never done that before. So it was a really hard process.
I imagine that emotionally it was very difficult for your families and probably for both of you as well. You're looking forward to this, but gosh, it's got to be scary.
It's very different.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, you're saying, Ibra.
Yeah, because, well, they basically kind of allowed me to do this. They were like, this is perfect for you, you'll have fun. So they say, just go there, don't even think of home, just live with your parents how you live with us. And that's what I'm trying to do. I basically trying my level best to do a lot of stuff, keep myself a lot busy, do everything that I can find possible to do. I have like a lot of activities that I'm involved in, so I can keep myself busy, forget everything. I even forget that I'm not from here. Sometimes I'm like, wow, this is home.
Isn't that what we want for everyone in our global community?
Exactly.
To feel at home anywhere.
Yeah, go anywhere, anytime, and still feel at home.
Yeah, I recommend every student to get this experience. It's very wonderful.
Well, we could keep talking for hours, actually, but unfortunately we're out of time. So, but there's an opportunity for people to meet you and the other two exchange students as well. Chrisanne, can you talk about that briefly?
Yes, that's going to be this Monday, which is February
20th,
which is President's Day. The library is actually closed that day, but they are opening especially for this evening of programs, and I'll say interactive programs with the four exchange students, AFS students. Starts at 6 p.m. We'll go to about 7:30, an opportunity to bring your families. If you have students, whatever age, who are even, well, who don't even know about exchange students, bring them to come, because it's a good opportunity to expose them to this and start thinking about maybe if they wanted to be on exchange, what it might be like. So come one and all. Hope to see you Monday.
You'll learn a lot.
You'll learn a lot.
That is true.
We'll have some information about being a host family. We're looking for some for next year, and information about going on exchange.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Lena and Ibrahim, and also with Chrisanne Rice with the AFS Student Exchange Program. You can meet the AFS students this coming Monday, 6 to 7:30 at the Sitka Public Library.